Yeah, well, after he became aware of his heroic deeds at the fire in Corky, I received a correspondence from the fire service saying that they were going to nominate Keelan for an award. And I, because I had also said publicly that I think he should be made an award for his bravery, like, Keelan's a young man, and he was driving past with his grandfather, and he seen smoke coming out of a house, and without any thought for himself, he stopped the car, went into the house. He could hear a man's voice, and such was the smoke in the house, he had to come out of the house and get a bit of air, and then he went straight back in again, and actually led the man to safety before the whole house became engulfed. And you know, when you heard and read about that, it's just, you know, it's naturally like he should be awarded something for his bravery and for the initiative that he took and going into that house and rescuing the gentleman that was obviously at that stage, you know, had been taken over by the smoke. So I had no hesitation then in supporting the nomination that the fire service had made, and I've been in correspondence with Keelan since, and indeed with the Justice Department, and now I've forwarded on the full application form, and I would hope now that Keelan would be a recipient of a bravery award for the heroic deeds that he carried out on that day, and undoubtedly saved the man's life. Yes, look, he was obviously very pleased. He still, he's a bit overwhelmed by it. It was adrenaline, he said, that sort of drove him on. But, I mean, it's okay. Adrenaline's one thing, but the fact that he felt that there's something he should do here and that he took the initiative and he put himself in harm's way so that he could help an elderly gentleman who was in the house, it says a lot about the young man, about his character. And indeed about the heroic deed that he done in saving that man's life. And I think that should be acknowledged, and I think he should be awarded the Bravery Award, because it's not every day or everybody would do what he done. Yeah, of course he is. And look, as someone who's been involved in the Garda Youth Awards this last 5 years, we have seen year on year the amount of young people who do great things in this county. They help others, they do charitable causes, and they also put their life on the line. On a number of occasions, they have helped and rescued people from drowning, from road traffic accidents, and they do so much good work out there in the community. And, you know, we often hear about the bad stories about young people, but in reality, it's only a small minority, maybe 1%, of young people who are involved in that type of behaviour. The other 99% on a daily basis are doing fantastic deeds and helping and assisting the communities they live in. And I think that Keelan was just another example of that. And it was a case of the right person being in the right place at the right time. And as I say, the bravery that he showed and the courage, it was went far beyond what anybody should or have to do, but he done it. And I think we need to acknowledge that. No, look, that's it. I as I say, you know, he'll go through the process now. It goes, I believe, to Angara Síochána. Then it goes back into Central Council. They will then deliberate, and hopefully in the near future that we will get news that Keelan is indeed going to be made a bravery award to him. So, no, I just they thank him on behalf of us all for what he done, and I'm sure the gentleman he rescued will always remember that.